Sectarian violence in Ethiopia disrupts ministry. An Eastern European couple heads back to their homeland as missionaries, and short story writers are needed for a web ministry. These stories and more coming up on this edition of Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University in Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Ruth Bliss. Topping the news, Christians are being targeted for attack in Ethiopia. The incidents took place 2 weeks ago and left three churches burned and damaged the World Vision field office. Several believers fled their homes to escape the threat of violence. Voice of the Martyrs Canada's Greg Musselman says their sources tell them that things are most definitely heating up for believers in Ethiopia.
One of the challenges that the evangelical Christians have in that particular country is that you have a segment from the Orthodox Church that are bent on keeping the evangelical church from growing or trying to drive it further underground. And then you also have militant Muslims.
Musselman confirms the fact that persecution is having the opposite effect on the church.
The thing that really excited me was the fact that there is revival taking place within those state churches where people are coming into relationship with the Lord Jesus, are getting excited about God, and want to tell people about the Lord.
We turn next to Niger, where over 3.5 million people are suffering from the hunger crisis. Poverty, drought, and a locust invasion have created a serious food shortage. Operation Blessing's Kristen Vischer says they've had teams on the ground since last year addressing the ongoing needs. Most recently, she adds,
we're very excited to have dedicated a permanent food bank building on March 17th. We are actually providing enough millet in the bank to sustain 600 families until rainy season so they can grow crops again. So that's just one of five food banks that we plan to actually be building.
Fisher explains that the hope their team brings to these people provides an open door for spiritual ministry.
We're doing what the Lord wants us to do, and it's feeding the poor and the starving. So there's opportunities to tell them why we are doing what we're doing. We have a couple of people on the ground right now, in addition to establishing and launching the food bank program and doing emergency food relief last year in Niger. OBI has also established a new regional center to support food security projects, plus medical aid and the supply of clean water to villages.
You're listening to Mission Network News. Celebrating feasts like Jesus can help Christians understand redemption better, and evangelism can be the result. That's the word from Engedi Resource Center. With Passover just a few weeks away, Engedi's Bruce Ockhamus says understanding these traditions help Christians understand the bigger picture.
The Passover is the defining moment in the Christian theology when we think about how Jesus becomes the Passover lamb. He was celebrating God's redemption from Egypt. At the same time, he was initiating this new celebration for us.
And Getty's Lois DeVerberg says online educational resources are now available at egrc.net. She says while the resources focus on Bible study, they do have evangelistic implications.
People get very curious, and they do go ask questions of their Jewish neighbors. And what they find is that they develop friendships where sometimes it's been quite strained in the past because people just don't know how to approach somebody of a different religion.
Next, the American dream is being turned upside down. Oksana Gritsenko's family fled Eastern Europe to escape religious persecution. Years later, she traveled with Greater Europe Mission back to her homeland as an interpreter. And that's when God called her to missions. 2 years later, she met her husband, who didn't want to leave the U.S. But God changed his heart, and now they're going back. Pray that they'll be able to share the gospel freely as religious freedoms are being curtailed in places like Belarus. And Transworld Radio Asia is looking for writers of easy-to-read short stories. They need them for their abc111.net website. It's helping Christian youth learn English. Since 90% of those polled on the site love stories, TWR wants more. They need people who can write short, easy-to-read short stories with a Christian message that will encourage the reader to come back. For more information, go to our website. You've been listening to Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. If you're interested in finding out about short-term mission trips, go to our website at missionnetworknews.org. Click on Go on a Trip on the left, where you can find out about short-term trips all over the world in construction, evangelism, and more. That's the Short-Term Missions database at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Ruth Bliss.